Hi, Brian, and welcome to the conversation. Good morning, or good afternoon. And pretty interesting there, Vladimir. Yeah, I haven't really done too much myself with any peculiar antennas, but I have read about some things in the past where I think it was somewhere down south, Kentucky or something like that, they did have some unofficial contest where people would come and congregate and use, kind of like what you're talking about, various household items that you wouldn't normally think of for antennas that they're using. Anything from, I don't know, metal bed frames and aluminum lawn chairs and such, but I think some people have adapted it to find as far as that goes for all the peculiar forms of antennas. So maybe I'd like to ask you, Vladimir, if you could tell me what you might consider has been your most something that, you know, people wouldn't have actually thought of. Anyways, let me toss it back to you there, Brian. He was NACGR from WHRIT.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I think your name was NACGR, November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Beezer was my nickname when I was a little kid, and that's how I grabbed that call sign from someone who passed away. But, hey, Vladimir, cock de la. Did I say that right? No, it's not a bazooka antenna. It's different. It's a collinear antenna where you cut half wavelengths of coax and you solder them center conductor to the shield conductor. And you alternate like that eight times, eight pieces of coax. And I've got mine all built, ready to go. I just have to attach a feed line to it, and then I'll run it on the VNA and see how it's doing. So, cock de la, Vladimir. Over.